This is Andy Taggart, and this is my first audio blog. I hope you enjoy. Out of the mouths of babes is the way the psalmist put it. Jesus himself later quoted that passage in Matthew 21. Art Linkletter used to have a television program called Kids Say the Darndest Things. Fact is, 152 years ago today, on October 15th, 1860, we saw additional evidence of that when a little 11-year-old girl named Grace Bedell wrote a letter to then Republican nominee for the presidency, Abraham Lincoln, suggesting that Mr. Lincoln should grow whiskers, or what we would today call a beard, because she was afraid that his youthful appearance would keep her two Democrat brothers from voting for him as a Republican. As it happens, we now know that Mr. Lincoln did in fact take Grace's advice, even though coming from an 11-year-old, grew his beard out and was elected president, and actually acknowledged her in a crowd at a political rally on his way to Washington to be inaugurated. More recently, just last week, we heard the tragic news that a 14-year-old schoolgirl in Pakistan, Malala Yousafzai, who had really begun her political career as an 11-year-old back in 2009 when she was anonymously, or at least under a pseudonym, posting a blog for the BBC, arguing against the Taliban's prohibition from girls going to school in the Swat Valley in Pakistan. This little 11-year-old girl fought back against the tyranny and oppression of this awful culture that suggested that no one really ought to worry to be educated, but least of all children, or least of all females, and that girls shouldn't engage in other egregious acts, such as reading books or wearing colorful dresses. Just last week, when Malala was 14 years old, a Taliban thug shot her in the head and the neck, and she was today airlifted to the United Kingdom for surgery, where, Lord willing, and it appears from the from her condition that she will survive her injuries and be completely recovered. But those who would suggest that there's nothing different really about our culture, that the idea of American exceptionalism is just wrong, that we're really not different from other cultures of the world, well, they themselves are just wrong. The simple fact of the matter is we are different here in America. We do value human life. We value boys and girls and men and women and education and freedom and opportunity. And that's just not the case everywhere in the world. This is Andy Taggart. Best wishes.